Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Michigan Literary Network Radio for Wednesday, October 19th, 2016. I am Andrea Daniel, and today my guest is Katina Love, author of the book Awaken to Natural Wellness, Step into a Lifestyle of Natural Wellness. Katina Love couldn't be live with us today, so let's take a listen to our pre-recorded interview and enjoy.
The call is now being recorded.
And Katina Love, welcome, welcome to Michigan Literary Network Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You are so welcome. You are welcome. And so I want to say, when I saw the announcement about your book on Facebook, and the name of the book is Awaken to Natural Wellness, I knew I had to have you on the show, one for personal reasons, but also for our listeners who want to know more about natural wellness and natural health. So let's talk about it. And I want to start with the definition of natural wellness. What is it exactly?
Yeah, absolutely. For me, natural wellness is being well, mind, body, and spirit, and emotions as well, mental health, emotional health. All that is included with natural wellness. Being well naturally, being well, going to the Garden of Eden, going to the trees, the leaves of the trees, the herbs, the spices, going to nature for our medicine, and having a clear mind, having a clear mind of just really being well in the way we think. So a lot of people don't realize that part of our wellness includes our thoughts, the thoughts that we think, the words that we speak. And a lot of people don't realize that. I mean, it's all throughout the scriptures about, you know, the words that we speak. You know, we speak blessings and curses upon our lives. So it begins there. It begins in the mind. So natural wellness includes being well in your mind, your body, your spirit, and in your emotions. Our emotions, emotional health is so very important. Emotional health. Our emotions can make us ill. The way that we feel about a given situation, a person, or a thing, if we're having negative thoughts about ourselves, or we're beating ourselves up, those are all negative emotions and can contribute to our wellness or not being so well. I hope I answered your questions. But and another piece of that is using natural modalities for our wellness as well. Using natural modalities. And that can be anything from a massage. It can be going for a walk in nature. It can be, there's so many different things, and there's so many different tools that are available to us for our wellness. So natural modalities, emotional health, spiritual health, all that, exercise, deep breathing, all that encompasses natural wellness.
Okay. And I'm so glad you laid it out like that, because as you mentioned, there's so much that is involved with it. And a lot of times when we think of healing and health and natural methods, sometimes we see dollar signs.
Yes, we do.
You know what
yes,
I mean?
Some people do. You know, yeah.
Some people see dollar signs like, oh, is it going to cost more money to, you know,
to
eat more healthy? Is it going to cost more money to get that massage? But what you meant, what you brought up is, you know, a walk in nature, herbs.
Yeah.
You know, certain things that don't necessarily cost money, and that is so important to know.
Absolutely.
I also want you to also talk about the subtitle of your book, which is Step into a Lifestyle of Natural Wellness. And you talked about some of that, but the lifestyle part is what I would like to hone in on at the moment.
Absolutely. Step into a lifestyle of natural wellness. So part of that is because wellness It absolutely is a lifestyle. It's a mindset. It's a state of being. So for me, what that means is being well, being good to yourself, being that self-love comes in there, the self-care. So this morning, I'll just give you an example. When I wake up in the morning, I do my deep breathing. I do my meditations. I give my gratitude for the day, for my comfortable bed, for the sunshine. I find something to be grateful for. And in that state of being grateful and feeling grateful, that is part of wellness because it sends a positive vibration through your body. So instead of me waking up and complaining, oh, the sun's not out today, oh, it's getting cold. You know, if I wake up complaining, then that's going to set the tone for my day.
So,
I have to make it a practice. I mean, it's really just part of my lifestyle. I make it a practice to give gratitude and have those that healthy conversation with myself in the morning, and that prayer, and that say those affirmations, and do my meditations, and connect with spirit, connect with my higher self. So it is definitely important. And so for me, as I go on through my day, I wake up in the morning, I do that, I drink my water, you know, I brush my teeth, of course, and then what I do is I just take time. It's because in the morning, your body is reassimilating itself, it's reacclimating, because when you're asleep, it's resting, it's rejuvenating. You're asleep, you're unconscious. So when you wake up in the morning, you want to like greet yourself, like, oh, I love you. It's a new day. It's beautiful outside. And then, you know, after I drink my water, what that does is that helps my body to readjust. It helps my body to eliminate. So, you know, I'm just going to be real candid here, real transparent. After you do your gratitude and all that, for me, what I do is I make sure if I give myself enough time in the morning before I, you know, get ready for the day. But you want to drink water. That way, if you need to release in the morning, you help your body, you help your digestive system to release whatever it needs to eliminate. And then you shower and get ready for your day. And in the morning, I continue to sort of fast because when you're asleep, you're fasting. So when we have breakfast in the morning, you want to say breakfast. Breakfast is just that. You're breaking the fast. So for me, I always recommend to not, like, eat a lot of heavy food in the morning. So I fast in the morning. Like this morning, I had a smoothie. I had strawberries with bananas. And I also ate, like, 4 or 5 peppers. I had green peppers, red, orange peppers. I had a big bowl of those. And I just, you know, really, I drank some tea. I drank some rooibos and coriander seed. Mixed those two together and had some tea. And I put some almond milk in my smoothie. But just to give you an example, I mean, you just really want – self-care is an ongoing thing. It's an ongoing process. So when I say step into a lifestyle of natural wellness, it's really a state of being. It's something that you can say, okay, I have a headache today. I'm going to go and take an aspirin, or I'm going to rub some peppermint oil on my head. Then, I mean, that's not – wellness is not something that's broken and then you fix it. It's an ongoing thing. It's an ongoing way of life. It's an ongoing way of life. So that's what that means. It's taking care of your body every day, every moment of every day that you're conscious. Absolutely.
I like that you said it's not something that's broken and then you fix it, because you think, you know, you do your self-care, you practice your wellness, and then you get to a certain point, and then you feel like, okay, I'm doing this, I've made it.
Right.
But you have to keep going. It's not like you've made it and you stop.
Absolutely.
It's like, you know, you make it every day, right?
You make it every day, single day.
Right.
It becomes part of you. It becomes a state of being. I mean, it's just natural for me. I've been doing it for so many years. It's like, to me, there's no other way. if you go back to the scriptures, and I don't really quote scriptures, but I do remember some of them. But if you go back to the scripture, it talks about our wellness. It talks about our medicine is on the leaves of the tree, and the actually, I could actually turn to it. It's actually in my book here. Let me pull it up. Just give me a second. So in Genesis 1:29, it says, "I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food." Another one is Ezekiel 47:12. It says, "By the river on the banks, on both sides of the one of the other, will grow all kinds of trees for food. Their leaves will not wither, and their fruit will not fail. They will bear every month, because their water flows from the sanctuary, and their fruit will be for food, and their leaves for healing." This is in the scriptures. This is in the Bible. And this is actually on page 3 of my book. And so God is giving us, he's given us information through the scriptures where we should go for our wellness. But the thing about it is you have to be open to those scriptures and know that those scriptures are literal. He's literally telling us, Spirit is literally telling us that where to go for our wellness and for our medicine. And what's happened over the years is that man has gotten involved in saying, okay, we can't make money off of an herb, or if we tell you to go eat a piece of fruit, eat a peach or an apple for your digestion, then we can't make money. If we prescribe a medication, we can make money off of that. So it's not, it's not talked about like in mainstream. But I always tell people, I mean, we have the internet now. You can literally find out anything you want online if you just start doing your research. And that's where it began for me. Just researching, and I have a story. I mean, I grew up, I was ill as a child because of the lifestyle. You know, my parents did the best they could. They're from the South. I mean, they cooked a lot of things. I mean, they were big meat eaters, and you know, frying foods and using lard and just different things. And you know, and then there was a little dysfunction in my family too. I mean, you have emotional issues and mental issues, and that people don't know that that affects your children. When you have issues, that those emotions affects everybody in the household. So I dealt with that. I dealt with, you know, my mother not being aware of, you know, the things she used to clean, how they were affecting my health, and not opening windows and things. All of that is involved with being well or not being well. So for me, I had asthma, I had allergies, I had anemia because of lack of, you know, certain minerals like iron. But I was able to correct those as an adult. I refused to use an inhaler. I used it 3 or 4 times. And I said, you know, this, I don't like using this. This doesn't feel right to me. It doesn't feel natural. So as an adult, I mean, they tried to get me to use it as a kid, but I never used it. And then as an adult, you know, I had someone say, oh, you should get it and use it, and it'll help you. So I used it a few. I'm like, this doesn't feel right. I just threw it away. I'm like, no. But, you know, this is my story. I'm not saying this is going to be someone else's story, but this is my story. But, you know, I just say our wellness is you really have to be in tune with who you are, too, and really listen to your body and not listen to mainstream or listen to people who might try to give you advice, but you really need to just tune into who you are and what works for you.
Right, and that's a big task to take, because it's you know, basically getting to know yourself in a different kind of way. But I want to know what happened that let you know that it was time to write this book.
Okay, so what happened? You know, it's amazing because, I mean, I was just, Let me just go back to when I lived in California. I lived in California. It was like around 2002 when I lived out there. I lived out there for 2.5 years. And I couldn't believe the lifestyle. I just couldn't believe how it was night and day from where I'm from here in, you know, in Flint, Michigan, to what it was like in San Diego. And I couldn't believe how active people were. I mean, on a day, an average day like today, and even during the week, people would be out riding their bikes, their, you know, rollerblading or walking, jogging. I mean, I'm talking busy streets. I mean, this is like very common. And, you know, I joined the gym and I just started reading. I mean, I just had this, I wanted to improve my digestive health because I had a few surgeries as well when I was a child. I was about, actually, like 17. I had my spleen and my gallbladder removed. So I was just, I started asking questions. I was like, you know, God gave us those body parts for a reason. Why? It doesn't make sense. I just, you know, it just, I'm like, you know, as I got older, I'm like, why did this happen to me? You know, so I started, you know, I would start cooking my own foods because my mom, she used to cook, you know, meals almost every day. So I had that habit. So I would, you know, prepare my meals. And from there, it's like, I don't know, one day I just woke up. I was just like, what's going on here? So when I was living in California, then I came back here, and then I started going to different classes. So I took some raw food classes. So I took a class, and, you know, the instructor was explaining how the foods affect our body when we eat different types of foods. And I was just, I just woke up. I'm just like, why are we doing this? Why are we doing this to ourselves? And so I just woke up, and I went on a, I did a cold turkey. The next day, I did a raw food diet. So I went, I did like 80-20 diet. I did that for a while. And I shed weight. I shed like 45 pounds over like an 8-month period. And but what I found was that my body needed that cleanse. It needed that that rest. Because when we eat food, it depends on your chemistry. Everybody's different. Your body uses energy to break those foods down. So what I noticed when I was on the raw food diet, it was easier for me to digest my foods. I was really regular. It was just like I was like a lot lighter, not just physically lighter, but I just felt my spirit was lighter. And so I did that for a while. But, you know, being on a raw food diet is quite different. You really have to know what you're doing, and you have to be in an environment where you have a support system, where like-minded people are doing what you're doing. It's very key. It's very important because there's a lot of different raw food diets. And when I say raw food diet, I mean like fruit, vegetables, nuts, seeds, and what have you. Even you can eat, even eat raw. Some people don't know you can eat flowers, but the right type of flowers, you know, nuts, berries. Certain grains, you can sprout your grains. But having been on a raw food diet, it takes a lot of work and a lot of energy because you're constantly going to the store or you're in your garden, you're harvesting almost every day. You have to, like, really make sure you have enough food. So it started from there. It started from waking up, just knowing that, you know, and being able to experience myself what it felt like to be on a raw food diet. But now I'm not doing an 80-20. I'm doing more like a 50-50.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So did that answer your question?
Yes.
What
yes.
started me?
Yes.
Yeah. And yes. so
what
the other piece, I also wanted to add, when I had those surgeries, I'm like, what can I do to help other people so they don't have to have their body parts removed? You know, so that's all part of it. That's all part
okay,
of it.
Okay, so and so that is all part of why the book now.
Why the book now? Why the book now? And it's amazing because the book is on the market now, but this book started like maybe almost 4 years ago. Almost 4 years ago. Absolutely. Almost
wow.
4 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. So it's the book is broken into four parts, and you cover some key elements. Let's talk about what are the key elements that you cover in the book.
So I'm just going to open my front cover here. So part one is a healthier lifestyle, and that's the bruise. So bruise means breathing. You and I talked about this a little bit earlier before the show, but breathing, I mean, a lot of people are not conscious of their breathing pattern or how they breathe. How do you inhale and exhale? Are you conscious of it? So deep breathing is really part of wellness, breathing fresh air. I mean, really, these are some simple, practical tips that people can easily incorporate into their lives. It's just a matter of, you know, taking the time to do it and having the discipline. But something as simple as deep breathing in fresh air and out fresh air.
Mm-hmm.
So that means, like, if you're in your house or your apartment, you want to make sure your air quality is clean. Your air quality is going to be key. It's, you know, make sure you're not breathing in stuff that's being sprayed or, you know, this or that, or if you have live on a busy street and you're breathing in air, you know, air from outside. So what I mean by deep breathing, the air should be clean air. You can go out in nature and do some deep breathing if you don't, you know, feel comfortable doing it in your house. You can go out in nature and do it. Go out by the trees, whether it's in a park or in your backyard. So that's breathing, resting, R is for resting. So resting, making sure you get a proper rest at night, because that's key as well with your wellness. So if you're not resting well, then you want to take a look at that and see what you can do to rest better at night and sleep. Exercise is a key element in wellness as well. So exercise can be a lot of different things. I mean, there's a lot of creative ways to exercise, should I say. You can take the stairs instead of taking the elevator when you go to certain places. Mm-hmm. You can park far away when you're grocery shopping or shopping or out running your errands. You can, because to me, exercising should be enjoyable, and it's not just something that you just go to the gym and do. So the way I enjoy it is I like to walk outside. I like to walk in nature. So that's my first choice. My second choice is I can go bike riding, or just kind of switch those up. I go bike riding. You can go hiking. I've been to Atlanta a few times, and I've climbed the Stone Mountain. So it's really like not really climbing. It's really like a hike. You're just going up all these stairs, and you're climbing up the, you know, you climb up this big, huge hill. But it's fun. It's fun to do. You can do some Zumba, you can do salsa dancing, you can do ballroom, whatever it is that you like and enjoy, I say start there, because a lot of people say, oh, I want to lose weight, but I don't like going to the gym. Oh, they feel like they're dreading it. But you don't have to dread it. Just find something you love doing. And you know, so how I exercise this morning, after I made my smoothie, I just put on some music and I just started dancing right in the kitchen because it's big enough. So I just had that whole open space. And I danced, so I made sure I got my exercises. It's already in right now, so I'm cool. Bruise, and then W is for water. Drinking enough water for your body, and for everybody it's different. Some people say drink half your body weight, but you really just have to listen to your body. Only you know your body and what's going on with it, but drink, make sure you get plenty of water. And sleep is for sleep. You want to make sure you get enough sleep. Get enough sleep at night.
Right. Those are wonderful elements. And they sound so simple, but they're simple, but they are so necessary to your body, like you're saying. And we're starting to wind down on our time, but I definitely want to know, give us some natural remedies that you use for your wellness. I mean, you did talk about the smoothie that you made in the morning. You talked about your the movement that you encompass into your day in the morning, just with dancing in your own kitchen, which is very simple and free. What are some other natural remedies that you can give us? We've got just a few minutes left, but I want to make sure we get that information in.
Absolutely. And I just want to add one more piece to bruise. It's actually sunlight. You want to make sure you get enough sunlight every day. It's very key. Sunlight is very healing for the body, no matter what you've been told. Just think about our ancestors. They basked in the sun all day and they were fine. So just do your own research on that. You have to do it resonates with you.
Yes.
And so remedies, you said natural remedies.
Mm-hmm.
So one natural remedy I use, breathing, deep breathing is so key. It's so,
mm-hmm.
It can solve a lot of things. So a lot of people mm-hmm. say that they have high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I say is that can be stress related. It could be what you eat. But I haven't done a whole lot of research on that. But for me, the way to release that is to deep breathe. Calm yourself down. If you're stressed out, your heart rate is going to go up. And so if you're worried, if you're stressed, it's just find a way to calm yourself down. You can listen to relaxing music. You can go for a walk in nature. And you can deep breathe. Another one is oil pulling. Now, our teeth, I have all of my teeth. I have all 32. So mm-hmm. what you want to, or is it 28? I have my wisdom teeth. I forget how many. But I have them all besides mm-hmm. the wisdom teeth. The way that I maintain, so just say, for instance, people, you know, some people, in their however young they are, 30s, 40s, I'm in my 40s, I have all my teeth. But I know people who don't. They don't have all their teeth. So one way to maintain my oral health is to make sure I take the proper minerals because your body is made of electrolytes. Your skeletal system is made of potassium, magnesium, calcium, phosphorus. You want to make sure you're getting the proper nutrients. You can do that with natural supplements that are whole food based. And I take New Chapter calcium, bone health for my teeth. And I also do oil pulling. So oil pulling helps to strengthen your teeth as well, and it also pulls out the toxins out of your body. I talk about that in the book as well. Another natural remedy, my colon health. I make sure your colon health is key to your wellness too. So you want to make sure that you have your pipes cleaned out at all times. It's not normal. Some people think it's normal, but it's not normal to go a day without having a BM. And really, if you have a good system, you want to go at least 2 or 3 times a day. That's optimal. That's normal. So one thing I do with that is I eat an apple before every meal, if I can try to do that, or I'll take digestive enzymes. Those all help to keep my system cleaned out, drinking a lot of water. And especially people that want to lose weight, you want to consider that too. So that's part of losing weight is having regular BMs, and it just keeps you well. It keeps you helps you to have clarity, helps you to have focus, helps you improves your mental health, your wellness. I mean, your emotional health. All that plays a role in that. Let me think of any other remedies. Dishing. A lot of women are like, should I dish? Should I not? For me, I'm going to say what I do. For me, what I do is I dish. I use, you know, I buy the little bottles. And I put a little bit of wheatgrass in there. Either I'll juice it or I'll use the powdered wheatgrass or spirulina. I mix it in water, alkaline water, and I only use a little bit, though, like less than a teaspoon. I mix that and I do my dishing. I do that about, I don't know, once a month or whenever I think about it or whenever I feel the need to do that. And it helps to balance everything in your reproductive system. It helps to balance it, and it also helps to tone them up. Tone your organs up. Yeah. So those are just a few remedies. I have a lot more in my book.
Okay, good. And speaking of the book, because the last question here, do you have any book events coming up where people can come out and meet you and hear you read your book and buy your book directly from you?
Absolutely. I have an event in Flint. It's at Totem Bookstore. It's going to be next Saturday, the 22nd. That's October 22nd from 1 until 3. And the first two people that show up, they'll get a free copy. I'm also doing a book signing. It's going to be at Innate Healing Arts Center. That's in Detroit with Dr. Bob. That's on Woodward between 6 and 7 Mile. This is the first Saturday in December. I believe that's the second or the third.